W4FCM.
LAO, N4ZLK.
Yeah, to LK, KO4LAO, good morning.
Here, I believe you're Jim, right?
Yes, refresh my memory. Who are you?
Shane, we've talked a couple times. I actually was looking on, it's been a long time though, it's been a couple years probably. I was watching some of Ariel's videos and watching him testing out a radio on Morse code, and you guys were having a conversation.
Been some time ago here. Well, what do you think? Is it going to rain today?
No, and I don't really mind because I'm going to be sleeping. I'm heading home, but I heard you throw your call out there, and I was reminded. I got a tour of a place I bet you went into a few times. A couple weekends ago, I was out in Vegas, and I got to go to Ellsworth and get a little tour. What's the other one? What's the one in Vegas?
Yeah, Nellis.
Nellis, that's right. My oldest son was stationed at Ellsworth, now he's at Nellis. Oh, he spent 6 months at Nellis at the weapons school there, but that was an interesting tour, and when I heard you call, I thought, I'll bet he flew in and out of there. I bet Jim was in there a few times.
Guys didn't get to go there very much, but I did go there a couple times, it's an amazing place, actually.
We got to drive around the flight line and see it from a distance. There was quite a collection of aircraft there that were in there for some of the weapons schools and things like that, but it was a neat experience.
Most guys will get to the real thing, and I think they learned from the Vietnam War, if they can get their guys through the first 10 missions, they'll probably survive it.
So were you, were you at San Antonio, is that where you were mostly?
Pretty much any of the places where they, McConnell and Castle, and then Castle's closed now. And then I did some time for some staff tours. Kirtland out of New Mexico, and then Barksdale in Louisiana is a big bomber. Was a bomber tanker base. Now it's mostly just bombers.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they're all based out of. I know the my son was a Wizzo on the B-1s, and they transferred out. Now he's doing something with the RPAs, and he's stationed in California. He's told me which one it is. They're all kind of running together when I'm trying to tell you which one.
That's probably a pretty interesting career field for him, but the whole unmanned aircraft area is just wide open. It's changed the battlefield significantly.
Imagine. And I'm sure there's some resistance to it from some people, too. I can imagine some of the older guys probably a little bit resistant.
Man, I avoided that like the plague, man. I didn't want anything to do with flying anything from a desk. So, I didn't want to be a part of that. But now that's kind of from what it's evolved into, it's pretty big deal.
Now, this is going to be an off-the-wall question, but did you happen to know a guy named Tracy Jones that flew tankers?
Well, I left the cockpit essentially late 98, so my experience is pretty dated at this point.
And a little bit later than that. He actually ended up, he did that for a while, and then he went into, he went back to school and became a surgeon. Which is an interesting career.
A young guy in pulling alert and sack. There was a guy who was a doctor and had gone to pilot training. And sack said, "Oh, we need you to pull alert more than we need you to be a doctor." So he would pull alert with us.
Being cross trained, right?
We'd pull alert for 7 days, and then he'd get off, and they'd give us 3 days off, and combine it with a weekend. And he would check out one of the jets we had for proficiency training for the young guys. And go back home to Mississippi where he was a licensed doc, and he'd work in the emergency room, then fly home to be back at work by Monday morning.
Well, I guess it was probably easier than going to the airport and waiting in line.
Sure. I mean, you just, it was a huge deal. It's called the ACE program, and they gave us T-37s and sometimes T-38s, but guys were having trouble because we didn't fly as much as other guys did, being out of the loop for 7 days at a time.
Well, I just wanted to say good morning to you. I heard you throw your call out there and hadn't heard you in a while. And you still do a lot of Morse code, still working in that area?
Grant, I have put that on pause for a while here, but I want to get back into it. So that's kind of what one of my goals here is this summer and fall is to go back to the basics and see if I can boost up my speed a little bit.
On it. I spent about a year just trying to do every day about 15 minutes or so. And I got where I was comfortable making contacts, carrying on conversations, you know, about 10, 12 words a minute on the conversational part of it. The real quick contest or POTA or something like that, I'm more proficient at it, but it's kind of slacked off the last few weeks, and I'm kind of missing it. I've been running out of time or something, been busy with other stuff, and I haven't been able to get to the radio.
Between grandkids and all the other stuff that goes on in the morning, I was practicing there for a while with NY4G, and he got busy with a pretty major project, and so we kind of stopped doing that, but we'd get up early in the morning and get on 7.065 and practice back and forth. That was very helpful.
I listened to you guys one day. It's been a while, and I was home. I've been working nights for the last, almost 2 years now, but I'm just four nights a week. But I actually picked you up one morning and was listening to you for a little bit. I was trying to remember. One of you was coming in a little bit stronger than the other, but both of you are about, according to QRZ, 14, 15 miles away from my QTH. So I thought that was interesting that I was able to get both of you.
And you were probably, I don't know, depending on the atmospherics and what was going on, you were probably getting the aerial better than me. He's the master of a lot of that stuff. He's quite the ham radio operator.
Okay, yeah, well, from what I understand, he's pretty proficient at a lot of stuff. I've watched some of his YouTube videos, and I've heard he's a woodworker, and a well-rounded jack-of-all-trades or a profession of all trades, whichever.
In aerial, you will usually find a way. He's a pretty bright fellow.
Meet all kinds of people from all kinds of backgrounds, and you can learn from everybody. Well, I'll let you go, Jim. I just wanted to say good morning to you, and I'm not far from home, so I hope you have a good day and good to hear you. Hopefully we can talk some more another time. KO4LAO, N4ZLK, 73.
Enjoyed the QSO with you this morning, Shane, and yeah, same to you. Have a great day, and maybe we can get on the air sometime and do some practicing. It sure wouldn't hurt me. N4ZLK, KO4LAO, I'm clear.